right, boys and girls, let's do this thing. Here it is, the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. It's Dave Gibson in here behind the mic, as usual, giving you the best stuff from the show that was this morning. And we peeled back the curtain on the Yellow Brick Road tour. Elton John was in town last night, as he will be again tonight. And we got a little taste of what to expect if you're going tonight. We had a great concert review from someone that attended the show last night. And we celebrated the fact that he's in town with Elton John Poker today. We assembled a three-song hand, each of us guys here on the show, and had you vote on who had the strongest hand of Elton John Poker. And speaking of music, we had Long Song Wednesday, of course, and we spun the wheel as we always do. And today was a landmark moment for the Wheel of Long Songs. If you've been a faithful listener, you may have an inkling as to what happened today. It was a big release for us here on the show as we finally got what we were pining for so long. Find out about that in here, as well as a rather disturbing trip down memory lane thanks to Paul McCartney and something he admitted to in a recent interview that we covered in today's Breakfast with the Beatles. Plus, Joan Jett has a new documentary coming out. We're very music heavy today on the John DiBella Show. So if you are a classic rock freak, well, this is a podcast for you. Hope you enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
Joan not only has a new song coming out called, wait a second, I don't remember what it is. Fresh Start. Fresh Start is the name of her new song. But she has a documentary coming out about Joan. Well, not that she has it coming out. Someone's putting it out. All right. Comes out September 28th. And from what I understand, it'll be in theaters and available to purchase online or watch online.
Are you in it?
You know what? I wasn't asked to be in it. Huh. Right? Hmm. I'm surprised. Hmm. How could they possibly make this film without talking to me?
Right?
The John DiBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Well, we asked for someone to come on the air and be our reviewers and be our reviewer, and we got Fran on the line.
Hiya, Fran.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am fine, thank you. What a show you guys missed.
Really?
What a show.
Really? I guess you're suggesting we should go tonight?
I text my youngest son at 12:30 last night and said, if I have to buy you those tickets, you have to get there. He just, every song was a hit, but man, on the piano, he was awesome. And I've seen him five other times.
Wow, okay. Awesome. All right, so compare it to other shows. Is this the best you've seen?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I saw Billy Joel when was he here last? In July.
Right.
And I've seen him six times.
Right.
He outplayed Billy Joel on that piano. That was the first thing I told my son in my text. He outplayed him on that piano a hundredfold. I was stunned.
Wow.
Stunned.
What was your favorite song?
Well, to be honest with you, as odd as it may sound, it had to be Levon, because he went in to all kinds of riffs. I mean, he made it like an 8-minute song. It was fantastic.
Now, I have to know, just for my own edification, did he do All the Young Girls Love Alice?
Yes, he does.
Yes!
It was second or third, and the whole place went bananas. I haven't heard that one, and I can't tell you how long. Everybody's singing. Everybody's singing.
Well, I got to tell you, later on this morning, we're going to do Elton John Classic Rock Poker. That's coming up at 8:10, and I think I'm going to use that song. I'm telling you now, guys, I'm claiming that song, All the Young Girls Love Alice, is mine.
It was great.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye now.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
A story came out yesterday. The new GQ came out. Paul McCartney was interviewed in the new GQ. And, you know, the one thing that happens to the British, the older they get, the crankier they become, and the less, what's the word?
Reserve?
Reserve. Okay. Less reserve they become as well. Because Paul decided, and if you got little ones in the car, I'm gonna clean this up as much as I possibly can. All right. But Paul decided to tell a story about him, John, and three other guys and how they would do the self-pleasing happy dance. All right.
Whoa,
the Weehawk and two-step. The wax the carrot.
Gotcha.
As a group. In a circle, so to speak.
What?
All right.
How did this traipse down memory lane
happen? I have no idea. But what made him bring this up?
The Fap Four.
And for some reason, in the middle of it, they would shout out like people's names, like, you know, who they were imagining.
Right.
And Paul says that he would shout out Bridget Bardot, and then Lennon would shout out Winston Churchill.
Of course he did.
You know, there's only one. If this is a story, right, there's only one song to play this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No, 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 no.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9.
No, 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 no.
MGK.
Getting ready for the Wheel of Long Songs. We have updated the wheel. Want to increase the chances of some of these songs popping up. Look at that. Landed right on listener pick. Because now there are two listener picks on the wheel. There's two of every song, so we cut it down. Instead of having 14 songs, there's now seven, and it increases the chances for these songs getting played. Because we were going for weeks and weeks and weeks with some of these songs never hitting the air.
Right.
So let's lower the number, raise the chances. And again, for the listener pick, you still got time to put in your choice. Text it on into us to MGK, MGK. Remember, we're talking about songs that are 7 minutes or longer.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouth Boy, zip it.
MGK.
It's Long Song Wednesday, and we have the new and improved Long Song Wheel. What we did is we lowered the amount of songs, but raised the amount of times they come up. So instead of 14 different songs, or actually 13 different songs, right, and one listener pick, we have six different songs and two listener picks, or actually 12 same songs and two listener picks. It's double on everything.
Okay. Double your pleasure.
That's what it is. So you've got I'm Your Captain, Twilight Zone, yeah. L.A. Woman, We're Not Gonna Take It, Jessica from the Allman Brothers Band, Kashmir, right? And I'm Your Captain, Closer to Home from Grand Funk. So do you feel lucky today, Steve, now that you have two up there?
No, because I already spun it and landed on the zone.
Right.
So, and that's what I'm calling it from now on. It's just the zone.
The zone?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've reached that point.
Okay.
So I know it's not going to land again.
All right. And we've got a lot of suggestions this morning for what the listener pick should be. So it's come to that time to spin the wheel.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I knew it was really going to happen today.
Oh my God.
I knew it was going to happen today.
Hold on. Wow. I think I just pooped my pants.
Wow.
Finally, wow. I can hear you two
oh
stop.
Oh my
bitching.
God. Oh. Hold on.
Unbelievable. I didn't even film it because I felt like it was impossible.
Oh my God.
But our intern Khaleesi did. All right, good.
I think I just got lightheaded.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Long Song Wednesday.
Settle down over there, Beatles.
I got to tell you, I was really hoping for the listener pick to hit today because we were getting such great suggestions for people today of what the long song should be. Jim Bachman's here. Jim, did you hear Steve's reaction to Golden Earring?
No, I didn't know.
Okay, because you would have thought that someone moved a 12-year-old schoolgirl into the studio. Wait a second. Here's the wheel spinning.
Oh my God.
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 Oh my God. I knew it was
really
going to happen today.
Oh, my God.
I knew
God.
It was going to happen today.
Hold on. Wow. I think I just pooped my pants.
Wow. That was Super Bowl-esque.
I think I might have been close. I didn't cry, but like I did during the Super Bowl, but that was close
but
to it.
You did poop your pants.
I am physically and emotionally spent.
All over one song. All right.
Woo, does anybody have a cigarette?
Not for about 40 years.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
It's time for us to get to Elton John Classic Rock Poker.
You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
If you've never encountered Classic Rock Poker before, this is where each one of us puts together a three-card hand of songs. And then you get to vote on who has the best hand. And if you're in the group that has won, then one person from that group is going to walk away with a John DeBella Show prize pack. We've got some great videos. Send you a Booyakasha t-shirt and who knows what else. So, Steve, why don't you get us started seeing you're having such an exciting morning this morning.
Everything's coming up, Steve, today. And I'm a huge Elton fan, so I put a theme together for my hand. We're going to start with Circle of Life. Roll that into Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And then we'll finish it off with Just Can't Wait to Be King. Blam.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second. Aren't those all from, like, The Lion King?
That's my theme.
A flush of kings?
Wait, listen, I'm not going to win anyway. So let's... all right, I can't do the... They're probably not even in the system.
I'm actually going to vote for you, I think.
They're probably not in the system. So I'll keep a theme anyway, and we'll go with the name theme, and I'm going to go with Levon,
okay,
Daniel,
all right,
and Benny and the Jets. And okay, that is my actual hand, unfortunately.
All right, so Levon, Daniel, and Benny and the Jets. If you agree that Steve has the best hand, text 1 to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. Dave, what are your choices?
I'm not going to go with the big hits, which seems obvious to me. I'm going to run the gamut of emotions. Going to start things off funky with Honky Cat, a nice American flavor song, nice funk groove. Mm-hmm. Always love that track. I'm going to then go to Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's, get a little sentimental.
Right.
A great ode to New York. Got some mandolin in the mix. Just always love that song, and it's Elton's favorite. He said that in the past. And then we're going to get raucous. Take Me to the Pilot to round out my hand.
Wow.
A B-side to your song. I actually kind of like it more than your song. And it's just a full-throttle rocker, sort of in the vein of Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis. Perfect hand.
Well, seeing that a lot of people don't ever consider Elton John as a rocker, I am going with all of his rocker songs, or at least three of them. I'm going with Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting,
nice.
Right? The Bitch Is Back, and not only did he do it for the first time in like 30 years on stage last night, and they'll do it again tonight. It's one of my favorite Elton John songs, which is All the Girls Love Alice. So if you're going with Dave's picks, go through your songs again one more time.
Honky Cat, Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's, and Take Me to the Pilot.
Well, if you agree with that hand, then you text 2 to MGK, MGK. Steve, your hand again?
Levon, Daniel, and Benny and the Jets.
For that, you would text 1 to MGK, MGK. And if you're going with me with Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, The Bitch Is Back, and All the Young Girls Love Alice, you text 3 to MGK, MGK, and we'll see who has the winning hand as soon as we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to tally up the votes and see who's holding the best hand for Elton John Classic Rock Poker. Steve, your songs were once again?
Circle of Life.
No.
It should have been.
You went all the name songs.
Levon, Daniel, Benny.
Okay. And Dave, yours were?
Honky Cat, Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's, and Take Me to the Pilot.
All right. And mine was All the Young Girls Love Alice, The Bitch Is Back, and Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. And ladies and gentlemen, Steve, you did really well this time.
This is the best I've ever done this.
But you didn't. Beat me.
This is when my headphones come off when this starts playing.
The bitch is back.
Yeah. The bitch never left.
No, I am sorry, but I took it with 38% of the vote. Dave came in a strong second.
It was close,
man. This was the closest we've ever had a poker hand for. 35-28. But ladies and gentlemen, it starts off with... Oh, God, do I love this song.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
By the way, there are still tickets available for tonight's Elton John show. Anybody who went to it, we've been getting checked in by, we had people on the air earlier this morning, and we're getting checked in by people online. all morning this morning, just raving about how good this show was. And like I said, last night he did All the Young Girls Love Alice. And you
Second
said,
song.
And you said that he's basically – the set that he did last night is the exact same set he did in Allentown.
Yeah.
And it looks like this is going to be the set for the tour.
I would think so. And from what that lady said earlier today, this is like a very produced show with a whole like arc to it and everything and a big ending. So I think this is a pretty set show throughout.
Yeah, it makes sense. And it's probably the kind of show when he does those residencies in Las Vegas – it's probably that kind of show that he's put together. Maybe for all we know, we haven't seen the Vegas show. Maybe that's what he took on the road.
Could be.
But it sounds like it is just a really, really great show. So if you want to go to it, there are still tickets available. If you want to be on the bright side, there are still spaces available. Whatever it is that you might want to say, whether it's about last night's show or Steve's poor picks, whatever it might be. But Steve's having a happy day. Golden Earring came up.
Yeah, don't bring him down.
If I was able to keep my Lion King picks, I probably would have won.
I would have voted for you instead of myself.
Hang on a second, because there are some people who might not have been here earlier today when your song for
Long Song Wednesday.
Long Song Wednesday came up. And let's see, where is it? Here we go. All right, this is Steve this morning, just as the wheel's coming to a halt, and it lands on Golden Earring and
Twilight Zone.
Thank you very
Finally.
Much.
Finally.
I'm looking for someone. I'm trying to talk to someone.
The Zone.
The video's on our Facebook.
It landed on The Zone.
Oh, my God.
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 Hey!
I know it's really going to happen today.
Oh, my God.
I know it's going to happen today.
Hold on. I think I just threw my pants.
Wow. I've never seen Steve wasn't that excited when Belgo was born.
Oh, boy.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.